Well, that is indeed the last effort of the afternoon here at the Kirsty Walk Ground. 0-0. Two teams have battled, and I think that's the word, it's a battling performance from both teams, lacking a little bit of quality this afternoon. There wasn't anyone really on that pitch that would hold on to the ball, start moving the ball around, getting the whip, you know, utilising it in a better way.
It was a dogged second half, that, and when Dean Stock got sent off, it needed to be, but I think we handled it very well, going down to 10 men. I think the substitutions were a bit iffy, but as a team, we looked like we still had 11.
Kingsley never really took full advantage of the additional man. And again, it was, you know, some of our fans will be happy. You know, it's been a great trip. It's been a great opportunity to play against Kingsland. You know, we could have played against two or three years ago. It never happened. Today it has. It's 0-0. And the downside is FC United's skipper. Well, it'll be only a one-match suspension because it was two yellow cards. And it was a hard-fought game. It was tough. And it wasn't the prettiest of games. And I'm sure colleagues of our right-hand side and below us will probably say the same thing. It wasn't a pretty game of football. Wasn't a lot of great quality in it. But it was a battling performance from two teams on equal points. That of still a long way to go in the division with a lot more football to play.
I think the performance, and I know what you're saying about the performance not being quality driven, but actually as a game of football, towards the end there, it did get quite exciting.
Well, there's always excitement when there's lack of quality. You get excitement, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, because you weren't quite sure what either team were going to do. I think certainly for the last 25 minutes that Kingsland had the better of it. Never capitalised on it. And really, as I say, keepers not massively tested.
No.
From an FC perspective, but you know.
Special mentions, I think we covered it in commentary, but Tom Davis and Lee Neville. Lee Neville was superb today. And Mike Norton up front, on his own for much of it, barring the last 20 minutes where Walwyn joined him, has been tireless.
Certainly. I think if you can get your spine and your team right, then you've always got a good chance. And I think Tom Davis was excellent. He won most things in the air. That fly's been there for 97 minutes.
But Lee Neville as well, I've keep going back to it. I thought he was immense.
Well, what I'm saying, the two of them worked really, really well. I was very impressed with them. Davis covered a lot of ground, as did Lee Neville. Lee Neville, for the large parts of that second half, because the one thing that happened, Jerome disappeared. I think Jerome was not able to get down the left-hand side as much as he wanted to do, and Lee Neville was coming across and helping out. You know, it was a sterling performance. I have to also say, from a Kingsland perspective, very impressed with the number four, Jason Lee. I thought he had a terrific game. I thought Gary Mills, Andy Hall, and let's not forget, they had to make a major change at half-time with Rob Duffy having to go off to hospital with a gash on his head after a collision with John Worsnop, who won the ball. I think it was the follow-through. But on the day, two evenly matched teams.
As is pretty much everyone in this top 12 or 10 to 12 teams in this league at the moment. It is too close to call, we have to say.
Very much so. You know, Skem come on Tuesday. They're a footballing team, as both teams here this afternoon are as well. It's just, as a game of football, you can bit the bones out of all you want. As a spectacle from a commentating perspective, it wasn't the best of games.
But I think supporters would enjoy that match. I think they've gone home enjoying.
Of course they will. They've all had a keg each. Anything looks good when you've had a keg of anything.
But if we're going to close this properly, we have to say Dean Stott's first yellow card was a bit of a joke. Second yellow card certainly was a yellow card.
It was a yellow card, there's no question about that.
The referee throughout this game, and in particular the first half, has been a bit poor, can we say. And with that, my dear friends, is the end of FC Live. We'll be back on Tuesday for the FC United, Skelmersdale United match. Boom, bang, a bang. And then
boom, bang, will you stop